I mean, I just put it here right now and I spend it. For me, contact improvisation is a practice, is the improvisation part for me is very important more and more. Because, I mean, the physical part or the contact is really also a big part, also what you can improvise so much with. And so it's very interesting for me, like, how can we open up more for the improvising and for all the people to get into that creative space to realize what we are improvising, what is my way to go in this, what we are doing right now, what is my interest, where do I want to go, where do I... So how to make space for that and how to lift a little bit the awareness of improvisation as well, in contact improvisation. And teaching is for me, I'm showing one way or one specific path I follow where I'm interested in and I want to share it with other people, which can give lots of ideas, which we do also a lot with the teaching. And I'm really enjoying, for example, right now in the teacher meeting, the space, the open space where things can emerge, which is really the thing where I can get the most out of it. And I wonder how we can integrate that into the festival. Because we do have the shared practice, we now call it shared practice space. And we had many thoughts and talks and different opinions around it. And there are some struggles going with, and I want to explain a little bit more. We called it in the beginning afternoon jam, because to have a space in the afternoon to jam, not only in the evening, and to see the schedule, the amount of teaching, without minimizing the teaching, it's really important also to have these many paths to go. But also, like, where can I research? Where can I have time to go on? It's only in the evening in the jams. And this is crowded. It is in the evening. We are full of things. So I really would like to highlight this afternoon space. For me, it really suits me well. But also the struggle to have aside that space two classes. And people tend to go to the classes instead for the jam. Means mainly there are much more people in the classes than in the jam space, in the open space. So we were really thinking, like, how can we make it more accessible without minimizing the others, but like really you go where you want to go. And we had, like, in the beginning, we fixed the space here in Studio 3 because it's the most, it's the easiest way you can focus on, and it's not a leader where you can focus on a leader, it's just an open space. And it was helping, but still there are not many. There were different facilitations around it, just to be there, so that somebody is there if you want to dance. And then also we said, like, because it's kind of even with the classes, like, how can we open it up? Like, we have a facilitation and we have the two class teachers, and we say, we will come to it later, say that the teachers among themselves talk about the spaces, which space they want to take. So they also should include their facilitation at the same time. And it didn't, for my taste, it didn't really work. Then the open space got the space in the front, which is a bit distracting. Mm-hmm. So less people were there. And then we put it in the middle, it's possible. But then there was a big class aside, and the big class, of course, if there are 80 people in a class, I mean, what do? You open the curtain. If there are only, if there is only a few people in the gym. So there are struggles around that. And I'm questioning what pulls you into such a space? What are your strategies? What are your challenges? And I made a paper, and I'm happy to share. So if you want to write, I'm very happy. And it helps the facilitation.
Can he come to speak to you instead of writing?
Yes, he can.